realistic too, because that particular property today is worth over $550,000. So had I had somebody, a coach, leader, a mentor that will help guide me to say, hey, don't sell that property. Hold on to it. Who cares about that money? Hold on to it. So I would tell somebody, if I had to talk to the younger me today, I would say, one, believe in yourself, right? Always believe in yourself and make sure that you're doing what you love to do. Two, find someone who's doing what you're trying to do and get very, very close to them. Coach, leader, mentor, whoever, somebody that you can watch, learn, and take notes from. I always say that there's three things that stop you from going further in real estate. Three things: is money, time, and fear. Money, time, and fear. If you take a look at all the things that you buy, like when I was 17, I was buying, stuff that wasn't really relevant, right? I was young, just spending money. But if I got my hands around it, or if somebody told me, hey, don't go buying dumb stuff,